This is a Pinball News production.
My name is Antonio Ortuño. I'm from Spain. I don't speak very well English, so my brother-in-law is here with me. It's Carlos, to help me to translate. Okay. I study computer science. I work as IT analyst and programmer for 8 years. And now it's my full job, and this is a job I do in my free time. I always love electronics and search another project. And 3 years ago, I find the pinball project. I think it will be interesting to build a project from scratch. I start to looking for information. I see it will be a difficult project, but it will be very interesting. So I'm not sure if I have the ability to build the pinball. So I ask to my wife if buy a pinball or build a pinball. She asked me what is more cheaper, buy a pinball or build by yourself. I told her build it, but no, it's much more expensive. Maybe a pinball bar could be a cheaper pinball. Okay, this project start with like a amateur project, but after 1 year, I was working a weekend in the cabinet. I love Formula F1, McLaren, Ferrari cars, and this weekend we ran a car. But I was working in the cabinet. I spent all the day working in the project, and I enjoy it. So I decided to make it professional. It was 2 years ago. So I decided to find some graphic designers to make it a professional project. I have to find to an interesting thing for the project. And between different things, finally I decide to choose the Captain Nemo because it's an adventure thing. It's a good thing for a pinball. It doesn't have right, it's free right. It's a very known theme. Everybody know Captain Nemo. After that, I contact with Gustavo. He's a very known graphic designer in Spain. He do many custom design for another amateur people in Spain. Got here some picture. Gustavo is the guy on the left. The guy. Okay. Here is playing pinball. He needs a strong guy to draw a regular draw. So he took some picture of himself. Another stuff. He started to work in the project, but he told me he doesn't have too much time because he has a wife, kids, and not much time. and a friend of a friend told me he know another graphic designer who is very good. I talked with him. It's Ruben. Here is his work. And they started to work in the pinball. I have some preliminary artworks for the playfield, did Gustavo. And here the process of the background creation. Ruben sent me some drums. And I choose the form, this one. Another draw of the process of the creation of the artworks. But this will be the final backlash, but I change the logo of the pinball. It's not here. This is the final logo that the Gustavo. This is one of the first versions of the prototype with a smaller QPC controller, just 5 coils, 8 light, very simple, just to test the play field and know that everything works. Gustavo did some drum for the LCD that is in the middle of the playfield. Another sample of the artwork I'm going to use in the LCD. Here's the final backlash with the final logo. And I've got here two videos I have in my website. This is just a sample of the light works. And here is a gameplay. I'm playing. This is the flyer. I have more flyers here, so if you want, you can get one. Here I explain all the project. This is I want to be a family pinball company. I want to buy some more runs of pinball. This is my first one. I'm trying to do it very well, to continue to play pinball, because it's what I want to do. For this pinball, I'm going to build 30 pinball machines. All the sources. Código fuente. Open source. No, código fuente. Source. All the code is open, and everyone who wants to buy a pinball can modify music, FX, rules, everything. I'm going to show later how the pinball program works. Here is the LCD. It's the first time a pinball has it. Another thing I add to the playfield is a transparent insert, a clear insert. You can see the ball through the subway. This is a very strong pinball because all the pieces are stainless steel, quarry-forms, have a connection to internet. You can download new rules, new versions of the program. You can upload high score to the internet. And the last EPC, European Pinball Championship, this pinball, the prototype number one, was working all the weekend. It was used to two players competition. One player, one hand. And the scores, I don't have internet connection. I can connect and so, but I got here the high score for EPC. The first player is one of the guys who won the competition, and the third one is the best player in Spain, Julio Vicálvaro. I want to show how the program works. It's very simple. I define here the component of the pinball. I have the coils, the switch, and the light. And here define the name of every component and the position in the playfield. In another file, I have all the resources, music, FX, font for the text. And it's very easy to change every file and change the music. If you don't like the music, you can change the file and have another music. It's pretty easy. Okay, I'm going to run the. Okay. This is the book mode. I can see all the components of the pinball on the right side. The green circles are the lights. The red are switches, and the yellow are coils. I can control the pinball. I'm going to start. I can debug and show and see how works the pinball. For example, I got here the. I stay my team to get out the ball. I have four states, and here define the whole chain, the state between them. For example, to change from state one to the two. It's just a timer. And here I detect if the ball is in the line of the through ball. Okay. The ball is here and start a skill shot. I shoot the button. I file. Okay, the ball is supposed to go here, and now I can start to play. This is the rules I did for the EPC. It's a pretty simple rules, but I can show the whole how many different suits have the pinball. Here's the captive ball. The light stopped to blink. One red target and another red target. And here is the pinball is waiting to start another mini game. Here's a picture of the prototype I did for the flyer. And now I'm going to show you the layout. On the left is the ball go to a subway, where is the clear insert, the Castillo ball, a loop ramp. I love the loop ramps. I have two in this pinball. One loop, the ball stop in both sides. The typical three bumpers design. Another metal ramp. Another place where I capture the ball. And the main feature of the pinball is the LCD, where I will show scores, indications of what you have to do to shoot the ball and everything. It's the most important part of this pinball. Because you have another interaction between you and the pinball. It's different. You used to look at the back glass, but now you don't have to
look at the front of you. You have the control. You have to be like right in front of it. You know. So he thinks it's better, like. For him, I don't know, for you guys, but yeah, exactly.
Okay. And here's the QPC, the PCB that controlled the pinball. I did this week, and now I finished some deals to know exactly the price of the pinball, but it will be about €4,400. I don't know how many in dollars, plus taxes and shipping. Okay.
He has finished. If you have any question for him, he will be happy to answer.
How many have you built?
Just one prototype. I'm building a new prototype, number two, and I hope I will start in 1 month and a half to manufacture the cabinet.
¿Cuánto estás pensando construir?
30.
¿Precio?
€4,400.
Dice que si, además de los loops que te gustan,
sí.
Si encuentras alguna otra cosa que te gustó, que te haya hecho la forma de que construyeras tu pinball. ¿Por qué fue que la construiste?
I like the final 80 pinballs, simple, not as complicated as the 90s, as TZ, another pinball,
TZ?
Yes, Twilight Zone. Okay. I like a final 80 pinball with ramps and very simple elements. I don't like use toys because you always center on the toys, and this way I can design different rules to suit all the different parts.
You
didn't
build your own flipper
mechanism,
right?
Yes, will be all standard parts from Williams Valley.
Okay, but in terms of the PCB, that's your design?
Lo que se diseñó. La tarjeta, ¿fue tu diseño?
Yes, I did. Really, I don't know. Because I if I know, I have to tell my wife. Yes. I think in 10 months I will be all the pinballs seated.
Chipe.
Can
you say that in 10 months you probably have them ready?
Yes. And for now, I just left 4 pinballs. I have 25 pre-orders.
You already have 25 pre-orders.
You
still have 25?
No, I have
25. Yes,
he
did. Yeah.
In the US?
In the
Estados Unidos?
Yes, half of them.
Half of them here?
So when you start manufacturing them, when will you start building?
¿Cuándo lo vas a comenzar a...?
1 month and a half.
In a month and a half from now.
Yes.
Is this a commercial quality machine? Is it a homeowner's machine?
Yes, you have the option.
You have the option. If you want it, if you want it with the coin door or without it.
Yes. Or just with the decal.
Just with the
decal, la platina.
Any other questions?
How long have you been working on it?
For 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
Have you been able to test the software with multi-ball play and make sure that it can keep up with all the switch actuations in real time?
No, la última parte no he entendido.
Dice que si has probado.
Can you repeat the question, please?
So I noticed this Java code. Have you tested the software for its ability to react to the switch closures fast enough when you have multiple play?
Me imagino que te está preguntando si. Si le pones más bolas adentro, si has probado los switches o el software.
Yes, I'm working now in the multiple. Now I'm using a state machine to define the rules. But I want to use more complex rules. I have to use another kind of state machine, Petrinet. It's more powerful. I can do more complex thing.
Si cuando ordenan una máquina, estás pidiendo un depósito. Simplemente.
Yes, I will do in 2 weeks.
No,
entonces me empezaré a.
No te estoy diciendo que si.
No, for pre-orders, you don't need to pay anything. I really don't know. I think they are collectors, because this project only know people from PINSAI, Spanish forum, French forums.
Que si tenés algún tipo algún específico de cliente al cual le querés vender tu máquina.
No, I now yes I have, I focus on collectors, but I don't mind who buy my pinball.
Just 30.
Yes, I have another project, another design, and I'm going to start to another pinball.
¿Cómo cogiste el título? El
Captain Nemo is the name of the captain of the Nautilus, but in Europe, exists a patent for video games. I have to change and add a dive again, because I don't have to. I don't want to have problem with the patent. Patent.
Yep.
License.
No me he tirado de nada.
Dice de que si vas a hacer otra, o si vas a hacer más, o si esta va a ser el último Capitán Nemo que vas a hacer.
Yes. Just 30.
He's only going to make 30. As soon as he finishes, as soon as he has the 30, he's going to start making another project. Another machine. Another pinball machine. Any other question?
Que si a tu esposa le gusta la pinball machine.
Sí, hate. I spent too much time with this project. She hates pinball.
¿Cómo lo convenciste para que te dejara hacer esto?
I don't know.
What did you say?
Sorry?
Does she know that he's here?
No. Dile que estoy, que ella está muy orgulloso de mí, de lo que he hecho.
He's telling me that, yeah, she does. And she's very proud of him for being here today.
Yes, she told me I have to come here.
And sell us.
Venderlos.
Is there any other question? I guess we're done.
We've got some extra time, because Jim's not quite ready, so keep the questions coming.
€4,400 is about $5,800.
Yep.
Just to be clear, so this is all self-financed? I mean, you have outside investors that are helping fund this, or this is all out of your own pocket? I mean, you're financing this, even the manufacturing of it all, I mean, all self-financed?
No, muy bien.
Dice de que si alguna otra compañía afuera te está ayudando, te está patrocinando para que hagas todo esto.
No.
Todo está saliendo de tu bolsa.
Yes, yeah. The family. My family is helping me to finance the project.
Are the ramps custom? Yeah.
Si son las rampas que las customizaste, si las hicieron.
I built for a company from Spain. I designed the waveform and the ramps, and they build it.
Is there any plan for a shipping machine overseas?
¿Hay algún tipo de plan para exportar tu máquina por el océano?
Claramente trabajando en ello.
Right now he's working on it.
Sí,
ese caso que el cliente tenga algún tipo de daño a la máquina, ¿cómo lo vas a proveer con las partes?
The parts are standard, are Williams Valley, the QPC. Yes, I have to send another one or something like this.
It's going to have to replace it.
Si tienes tabletas extras.
¿Tabletas?
Sí, por
tableras.
Sí, la board.
Sí.
¿Por si acaso se daña?
Yes.
Yes. Guess we're done.